A 14-year-old boy saved the lives of 20 students and their bus driver from what could have been a terrible accident. And he's being celebrated for it. Last month, A.C. Holland III stepped up during a school bus emergency. The driver was in medical distress, and the eighth grader took the wheel and was able to park the bus safely. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
I met A.C. Holland III outside of Glen Hills Middle School in Glendale nearly a week after his harrowing school bus save. He was dressed in sweats and seemed relaxed as he prepared to recount the moment he's become recognized for. On the evening of April 24th, Holland's school bus driver experienced a medical emergency and temporarily lost consciousness. Holland says there were mainly 4th, 5th, and 6th graders on the bus and a few 8th graders. He describes what unfolded.
So we were driving on 26th and Villard. We usually turn on 25th and Villard, and we get close to 25th and Villard. And the bus, like, accelerate, like, super hard. So I look up, because we missed our turn. So I look up, I'm like, where's she going? I look up, and then I seen her head just go to the steering wheel. I got up, ran up there. Her foot was sideways, moved her foot off the gas. It was on the brake already, so got the wheel, turned the wheel, got it close to the curb, hit the brake, and then let it roll up on the curb because I didn't know what the emergency brake was. And then I ran home. Well, before I ran home, I was told one of my friend's brother to call their parents and call the police. Then I ran home, got my grandma. She a nurse at St. Joseph Hospital. And then we came back. By the time we got back, right way, the managers and stuff like that was there, so yeah.
Holland says he gets his quick thinking from his parents. They've always taught him to watch his surroundings. In that moment, Holland says he was just trying to get the bus to stop.
When I looked up and I seen a semi down there, then I seen these trees, and then I'm looking, I'm like, all right, we're going to go to Trees Creek, then the semi. And then when I look on the other side, I see cars coming that way, so I'm like, well, I only got one way to go.
Holland says he doesn't think he was scared in the moment, but the reality of what he'd just been through hit him when he got home that day. He says it was like, oh, that really happened. Even his parents were in disbelief. But it did happen, and Holland's community let him know he is appreciated. At a recent Glendale River Hills School Board meeting, Holland received certificates of appreciation from the board and Right Way Bus Service. He has proclamations from the City of Glendale and the State of Wisconsin, and he has a Citizen Merit Award from the Glendale Police Department and the North Shore and Milwaukee Fire Departments.
A lot of people have been calling me their hero. I'm like, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So how you feel about that?
It's all right.
You're trying to be humble. I feel it.
Yeah.
Holland described himself to me as an outside kid. He likes to work on cars, ride bikes, and drive a little with his dad. He says he sees himself working on cars in some capacity in the future. That's likely why he was so prepared in a moment where he was in the right place at the right time. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.